Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we continue with our Song of the Ascents through the Shir HaMa'alot with Mizmor Kuf Chaf Chet, that's chapter 128. This chapter is the natural progression, the natural continuation from the chapter we looked at yesterday, Kuf Chaf Zayin, in which David HaMelech spoke of the futility of depending too much on our own efforts. The idea that success in any endeavor belongs not to the one who works the hardest, but belongs to the one to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants success. And as the Malbim explains in today's study, Kuf Chaf Chet, we speak of the fulfilling and very satisfying life of the person who does invest wisely in matters of eternal importance and does place his efforts in the areas where he will most see the fruits of eternity. And we begin. Shir HaMa'alos, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Ashrei kol yirei Hashem haholech bidrachav. The Malbim gives us a system of understanding this perek, where he speaks of three levels of success or of shleimut, of completion, that a person can achieve. And they begin and then continue in concentric circles, starting with shleimut atzmo, an inner completion or satisfaction, extending further to shleimut beito, the fulfillment of his home, and then from there further outward to shleimut medinit, to a satisfaction and a fulfillment for the entire Jewish people. And so Pasuk Aleph begins with the success within himself, or of course, herself. Ashrei kol yirei Hashem, fortunate, praiseworthy, is the one who fears Hashem, HaHolech Bidrachav, the one who walks in his path. And here again we speak of the person who makes the values of Yirat Hashem, the values of serving Hashem, those that are most important to him, and invests most of his efforts in that direction. HaHolech Bidrachav, very beautifully spoken by Rav Eliyahu Chaim, the idea that here is not the destination that is successful, but it's rather just the haholech bidrachav. There's a satisfaction that a person feels just knowing that he's walking in the right path. We don't all find our destination or find our goal every single day. And for most of us, it's a lifelong journey and the end of the story is far away. However, there's a satisfaction. There's a contentment that each of us can feel when we're sure that we are haholech bidrachav. When we feel that we're walking in a purposeful direction, when we feel that we're walking in a direction that is leading towards an important place. And that is ashrei, that is praiseworthy, to feel that I'm going in an important path. Yegia kapecha kisochel. You will eat the labor of your hands. Chazal speak often of the satisfaction that a person has when he invests his own effort and he can taste the results. One of the painful klalot that are given to Klal Yisrael, were they not to keep and safeguard the Torah as required, in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Chaf Chet, is that Pli Admatcha V'chal Yigi'echa Yochal Am Asher Lo Yadata. One of the great curses that would befall Klal Yisrael, were they not faithful, is that they would invest and they would plant, and yet the produce would go to a nation they do not know. One of the saddest, most painful experiences is working so hard and then seeing success go elsewhere. The bracha of the Yarei Hashem is that he does invest. And after the hard work and after the toil, we are zoche, we merit to actually taste the sweetness of success based on our investment. Ashrecha, you are praiseworthy. V'tov lach, and it is well with you. After describing this inner contentment and success, we then radiate outwards towards the household of this person. Eshtecha ki gefen poria. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, biyarkasei ve'secha, in the inner chambers of your home. The gefen is the only plant that is actually planted inside the house, and then when it matures can be taken outside to be in the sun. And so the roots remain inside the house, but the anafim, as the Radak explains, the leaves and then the fruit can flower outside. This reference of the plant being inside the house is a reference to the internality, to the tzniut of the woman, and the idea then that her children can be sent outside as reflections of what she planted within her home. Banecha kishisili zesim, your children will be like olive shoots, saviv l'shulchanecha, around your table. The first beauty of this bracha is our children clustered around our table, all of us together as a family unit, content and satisfied in each other's company. How beautiful. Kishisile zesim, speaking specifically of the olive shoot, the olive is a plant that does not accept any grafting. It cannot be combined with any other plant to create any sort of hybrid. And so again, the bracha here is of your children remaining with integrity, remaining true to whatever are the messages they received at home. Further, the olive tree is a plant whose leaves remain fresh and green all year long, not seasonal, where they lose their leaves or get dry and brittle in the winter and then reflower. But rather, there's a consistency to the olive shoot. So too, as is explained by the Radak, your children will be kachem yiyu behodam ubeyafyam ubema'asim tovim. Your children will remain consistently true and committed to the values that you imparted. Hine chichen yivorach gavel yirei Hashem. This is how these beautiful gifts. This is how the one who fears Hashem is blessed. And then, as we said, starting from an internal completion, heading towards a success within his home, this success then radiates further outside of the home of the Yarei Hashem, to encompass really all of Klal Yisrael. Yivarechecha Hashem mitzion. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you from Tzion. As we've stated many times, Tzion is the source from which all bracha, all blessing emanates to the rest of Klal Yisrael, to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, to the rest of our nation. And so firstly, as Rav Hirsch points out, the Yirei Hashem does not see himself as the central point of his picture, and everything revolves around him. The Yirei Hashem sees Tzion, sees Yerushalayim, sees the mission of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a central point. And from there, bracha emanates. Re'ei b'tuv Yerushalayim kal yemei chayecha. And so there's a duality over here, as the Malbim explains, and so does Rav Hirsch. Firstly, the Yirei Hashem sees his bracha as emanating from Tzion, from Yerushalayim. But beyond that, not only does his bracha come from Yerushalayim, but his efforts are focused on Yerushalayim. Because the success of such a person means that he's not self-centered, that he or she is not satisfied just with success within my own home, but rather, this is a person who is secure and confident in going in the right path, and then dedicates every day of his or her life to furthering the benefit of the general nation. Re'eh b'tuv Yerushalayim kol yemei chayecha. The good of Yerushalayim, of Klal Yisrael as a nation, and Yerushalayim as the place from which we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see this as the primary goal of our lives, to do good, to dedicate ourselves not only to our own success, not only to our own children around our table, but the true Yirei Hashem sees bracha comes from Tzion, and my efforts focus on Tzion, and to what extent I can devote my success and my shleimut to furthering the benefit of Tzion and other Jews. And such a person who will act always, every day of his or her life, for the good of Yerushalayim, Re'evanim Levanecha. You will be worthy not only in your own lifetime, but you will see the children of your children. This is the way in which we become immortal. This is the way in which we live longer than the years that we're in this world. Because we impart our values to the next generation. And with that, Shalom al Yisrael. We are actually part of the story of devoting ourselves to our own families, to our Avodat Hashem, but then further to the good and the benefit of our entire nation. And as such, we can be zocha to see our children continue in our own path. in which case we achieve the pinnacle of ashrei, of praiseworthy, of happiness. We're shalom al Yisrael. We are part of the effort to accomplish and to achieve and to see, to taste the sweetness of shalom, of peace for Klal Yisrael. The sweetness of seeing generations that outlive us continuing on with the beautiful life just described. Thank you for studying Le'ilei Nishmat Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.